This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
The founder of this company 10 years ago was trying to sell his house and went through real estate agent after real estate agent, and they were all talking a great game. And this guy who is selling his house, the founder of this company, he's, you know, he's kind of an important guy and kind of, you know, should get the best treatment. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond, and they are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. We have 1,000 agents across the country, and they are people that listen to this show. And so when you go through Real Estate Agents I Trust, it's sent to somebody who already, you already know their sensibilities. They already are cut from exactly the same cloth. There's got to be a better way. There is. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The United States of America changed the world. The American experiment that was launched by its founding fathers revolutionized the way the world viewed personal freedom, government itself, business, culture, commerce, everything. America set an example for liberty that captured the world's envy and imagination and showed the world how to come out of the dark ages and into prosperity. In short, the American experiment worked. It worked so well, as we mentioned in the last installment, that the poverty rate went from 90% in colonial America to just 14.3% now. Some would argue that it's been the war on poverty that has brought that rate so low. Unfortunately, the poverty rate before Lyndon Johnson and the Welfare Act was actually lower, at 14%. Naturally, there were some bumps along the way, including a few major ones like 1929 and the Great Depression.
1929. The financial house of cards collapses. And the overinflated stock market plunges into a Great Depression. A financial panic grips the world. For the majority, it means the interminable line outside factory gates, desperately hoping for a job that rarely comes. It means hunger and the march of the unemployed in the nation's capital. With acute domestic problems, America would now isolate herself more than ever from the international scene. Started in America, but practically overnight, an economic blizzard swept the world. In Japan, France, Britain, always the unemployed, the soup kitchens, the grinding poverty, and the despair.
In late October of 1929, Henry Ford was taking President Herbert Hoover on a private tour of his outdoor museum, Greenfield, near Dearborn, Michigan.
Beyond the gates of Greenfield, Americans were living beyond their means, buying cars, radios, refrigerators, even stocks and bonds on easy credit. As Ford and Hoover toured Greenfield in the rain in October of 1929, the ticker at the stock exchange in New York was falling farther and farther behind. The president had already wired his broker to sell stock, just in case.
Excess. Carelessness, bad policies, and corruption had led to the worst economic crisis in American history. Similar problems had resulted in a crash in 1920, but the hands-off policies of the government and the Fed, with President Harding at the helm, allowed the free market to correct itself and send America into the roaring 20s. But this time, there was a completely different approach. Government intrusion and welfare programs increased exponentially after FDR's election in 1932. And rather than helping to end the Depression, his actions actually deepened it. Soup lines were so common that a Joe Hill song about them became hugely popular.
I spent 20 years in the factory. I did everything I was told. They said I was loyal and faithful. Now even before I get old, soup, they give me a bowl of soup,
Americans who had seen tough times before had never seen anything like this.
We lived in a house in Detroit, and I must have been 6, perhaps 7 years old. And the people that came were selling shoestrings and pencils, and they always came to the front door. And other people came asking for food and came to the back door, as I remember. And I made them sandwiches, peanut butter sandwiches or whatever we had, and never was afraid of them. I don't ever remember being afraid of them.
By March 1932, the situation had become so dire that 3,000 unemployed workers marched on the Ford plant in Dearborn, Michigan. It was the same Ford plant that had, a decade before, doubled workers' pay. Working at the Ford plant was so prestigious throughout the decades of the teens and 20s that just having a job there was a status symbol. Now, however, these 3,000 unemployed and struggling workers were attacked by Dearborn police and Ford's company guards, killing 4 and injuring many more. In November, FDR was elected and immediately began to take big government actions.
I pledge myself to a new deal for the American people.
In March 1932, he signed the Emergency Banking Act into law, and the FDIC was born. He also ordered the nation off the gold standard. Then came the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Federal Emergency Relief Action, the National Industrial Recovery Act, the National Labor Board, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Glass-Steagall Act, the Soil Erosion Service, the Civil Works Administration, Works Progress Administration, the Wagner National Labor Relations Act, and the Social Security Act. All by 1935. There was much, much more government intervention to come, but no relief. In fact, things actually got worse. By 1937, 5 years after FDR took office, the percentage of Americans living in poverty had now hit 45%. That same year, frustrated and beaten down workers at Republic Steel's South Chicago plant and their families tried to combine a picnic with a rally and demonstration. Chicago police moved in and opened fire on the crowd. 10 people were killed, and a dozen more were wounded in what has become known as the Memorial Day Massacre. Yet, millions of Americans revere FDR, as Tom Brokaw demonstrates.
Here was this aristocrat from Dutchess County, confined to a wheelchair, Harvard educated. But because of his almost innate sense of communication skills and the medium of radio, he was transported into the living rooms of almost every home in America. And in our household, FDR was a demigod. He was the voice that always gave them hope. My parents really worshipped FDR, and it was not just because of policies. They felt connected to him because of that great warm radio voice and that amazing ability that he had to speak directly to the fears and the hopes of the American people.
I can assure you that it is safer for you to keep your money in a reopened bank than to keep it under the mattress.
The Great Depression stretched on throughout the 1930s and into the 40s, which featured rationing and shortages, until America's war machine geared up enough to finally overcome the joblessness and stagnation. In all, by most estimates, the Depression lasted 13 years, and yet FDR was elected 4 times. Many of the programs created by FDR that fundamentally changed America continue to this day, as does poverty. Next time, from the New Deal to the Great Society.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The founder of this company, 10 years ago, was trying to sell his house and went through real estate agent after real estate agent, and they were all talking a great game. And this guy who was selling his house, the founder of this company, he's, you know, he's kind of an important guy and kind of, you know, should get the best treatment. And he said to his wife, if this is what it's like for us, how do people who have no clout ever get around this? So he started a company and it went into business, I think, 3 years ago. Their deal is their word is their bond and they are just like you. Now, how can I say that? Because I'm the founder of the company. We have 1,000 agents across the country and they are people that listen to the show. And so when you go through Real Estate Agents I Trust, it's sent to somebody who already, you already know their sensibilities. They already are cut from exactly the same cloth. There's got to be a better way. There is. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com.